Okay. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us again for another session of Open at Microsoft and meeting people who work at Microsoft and work on open source. So today we have the Azure Linux team with us. It's a bigger team. We have more people than usual on this episode, but today we have Ross, Neil, Madan, Anna, and Saria today. So we're going to start off by just asking them kind of what they do. Just tell us about yourselves. And then we can go from there.
Okay. I'll start then.
Yeah.
So my name is Ross Gardler. I've been working for Microsoft for 3 years now. My background is open source. I've been doing open source all my life and working with lots of different projects, primarily around the Apache Software Foundation. And I'm currently the president over there as well as working here. So thanks for the time for doing that for the charity over there.
Hello there. I'm Neil Gatt. I am a recent college hire. Been using Linux all throughout college and excited to get to keep working on this sort of stuff now that I'm here at Microsoft.
My name is Madan. I'm a program manager. I've been in Azure for a couple of years, in Microsoft about 7 years. My rendezvous with Linux was also in college. You know, I went through my computer science through Linux. And then I was a developer, a full stack developer at Intel, and you know, did everything in Linux. And had an opportunity to work on Linux and Microsoft, so I grabbed it.
Hi, my name is Anand Ramakrishna. I'm on the engineering team in Azure, focusing on Linux. I've been in Azure for a couple of years. Microsoft, I think a little over 10 years now, maybe closer to 15. Worked on lots of different issues in the past. My background with Linux actually goes back probably about 20 years, back to the Solaris days. But then I've been using Linux at home, whether it be hacking on my NAS device or you know, working in various different open source projects kind of on the side. And you know, again, when the opportunity came to work on Azure and specifically focusing on open source and Linux, I grabbed it as well.
Hi, my name is Saria. I've been at Microsoft for 3 years and this Azure team for about 3-4 months now. I used to be a Java developer. I've been using open source all my life. This is my first thing at Microsoft.
Cool.
Great. So how did each of you get involved in the Linux community?
Shall I tell that one first as well then? So like I said, I'm an open source guy a long time. So I first started using Linux way back in about 95. And honestly, what took me there was the blue screen of death. This is way back in 95. I was doing, I was in college and I got fed up with the damn thing crashing on me. So I went to Linux as a developer. It was a great environment and never looked back. I do still use Windows for operating system in terms of my day-to-day work. Development, Linux all the way.
Yep. Mostly through college, our intro class required Linux, so you know, started on that and never looked back.
Yeah, it's the same story for me. You know, my first introduction was in college, you know, on a computer architecture course actually. So you know, I was actually using Solaris as well at the time, and then I got introduced to SUSE and Red Hat when I was at Intel, and then more you know for hobby projects with you know Ubuntu. So yeah, it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, I got started in Linux probably, I want to say maybe 93, with the Slackware distribution. I'm not sure if you know folks remember that.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of stayed on abreast of things, you know, in general kind of on the side to, you know, from since that time.
Yeah, when I used to work in Huawei and Oracle, every application that I built, desktop application, needed to run on Linux. So I was basically forced to run everything on Linux and made sure it worked. So that's how I got around it.
What gets you guys excited about Linux on Azure specifically? Anyone can take
it. I can take it. For me personally, it's a, you know, I mean, Linux and Microsoft for the longest time, it isn't something that you say in the same sentence. So, you know, in the last few years, you know, we've gone through a big cultural transformation in many ways, right? You know, just embracing the community, learning from the community. And that's exciting. You know, it's humbling. It puts things in a very different perspective than, you know, how Microsoft used to, you know, work on products and services. Especially in Azure, you know, we would love to kind of entertain, you know, running any of the world's applications and services. And that means, you know, we have to make Linux great, right? So what gets me excited day in and day out is the ability to kind of connect with customers running full Linux, right? Mission-critical applications on Azure, the type of experience they have, and then an opportunity to kind of make it better.
Great.
Yeah, I'll follow up with that. So Madden is my boss, and one of the reasons that I get excited about Linux on Azure is the same reason that brought me to Microsoft and open source, and that's essentially that as an open source guy and a community guy working in projects at Apache and things like that, it's all about getting people involved and engaged with the projects, it's contributing to the community and so on. And for me as an independent consultant, I could have some impact, but the idea of working for Microsoft and bringing Linux to Microsoft in the way that Madden described is really exciting because there's some fantastically amazing engineers around here, not just these guys, there's some others too. A lot of others, in fact. And having that come to the Linux community and contribute upstream is amazingly powerful.
I think the other thing I was going to just add to that quickly was just that, you know, that was kind of the external angle. The other angle that I also find really exciting personally is, frankly, to be at the vanguard, at the forefront of that cultural transition that's happening inside Microsoft towards making Microsoft be more open source friendly, and so on.
And we definitely are the lucky ones standing here, but you know, there's a huge set of people. There's a community of people who work day in and day out in open source today. You know, you'd be surprised on how many people internally, you know, use open source and Linux for, just first party services as well as, you know, getting things done in many ways within Microsoft.
So I think some people join this because they want to learn more actually about Linux and Azure, and so we actually had some surprising reactions, such as what does Microsoft have to do with Linux? So if you guys maybe want to take it a step back and kind of explain to some of our viewers.
Sure, I mean I can start off. You know, the fact of the matter is, and this is something that we've talked about very publicly, if you look at customers using Azure, you know, especially our infrastructure as a service, 25% of all our usage today, you know, comes based on Linux or open source. So this is a significant amount. If you look at Azure as a hyperscale cloud provider, right? Now we are in 28 regions across the world, big, you know, global footprint, more so than any of the other cloud providers. 25% is a staggering amount. And, you know, the fact of the matter is customers today are betting on us to run, you know, critical workloads on Linux, and we care about that. We care about any customer, definitely Linux customer. So it's an opportunity for us to go talk to them, learn from them, understand, you know, what can make their experience on Azure better. So, you know, that in itself is a big reason. So, yeah, while it might be a surprise, it's already a big business for us. It's also an opportunity for us to kind of, you know, engage with the community deeply, right? So this is an aspect that, you know, we're all looking forward to learn, right? You know, how do we contribute back to the community? You know, what are the areas where Microsoft can, you know, help the community grow, you know, as technology evolves?
It is worth noting about that contribution back. I mean, Microsoft not so long ago is one of the top contributors to the Linux kernel. So what does Microsoft have to do with Linux? We contribute code, you know? That's really what it boils down to when they talk, for me, when I'm talking about open source at least. And it's not just Linux, it's FreeBSD and a whole raft of other open source software that runs in that environment. And you can see Microsoft engineers everywhere now contributing that.
We've got a question from Jonas Borton. How does it feel working for Microsoft on the Linux Azure team? What's it like?
Can take that first one. I can give my perspective.
Sure. I mean, I think it reflects. I mean, just kind of, you know, talking a little bit about my earlier point before. There's a little bit of it feels like, you know, you're at the vanguard of a cultural revolution internally. So that's kind of the internal aspect of it, and it feels great to be. To be in the forefront leading that change. So that's one aspect of kind of how it feels. The second aspect of how it feels from a customer external side is that it's just great to engage with parts of the community that traditional Microsoft has never engaged with before. And so there are perspectives and conversations that we're able to have with people who we really couldn't have had before. You know, kind of in and certainly speaking as me, you know, in my official capacity as an employee of Microsoft, I could not have had before, and so it feels great.
Yeah, I'll add on to that. In that, for me, I mean, Azure as a public cloud provider, you know, there's just tremendous learning opportunity. Right? You know, public cloud in general, there's a lot of new innovation happening, and when you add on Linux to that, you know, from where Microsoft is, it's just a place for, you know, abundant learning. Right? You know, it's humbling. It's in a lot of learning from the community, but at the same time, there's a lot for us to kind of give back as well. So the give get equation is fantastic, right? So I feel every day, you know, very lucky to be able to be in a position to both learn as well as kind of contribute back. So
I'd like to hear from at least one of the newcomers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I'm a newcomer, and what has struck me is the kind of, you know, the listening to the community, carefully listening every day to what we can improve and how we can, you know, satisfy the Linux customers out there and how much we are investing to do that. Like you said, it's 25% today, the workloads that we have on Azure, and we are always working to improve that. Like, how can we get it to, like, as high as possible? And that is one thing that struck me. Like,
what have you seen?
Yeah, I think the thing that struck me as a recent college grad, somehow I sort of assumed that, you know, at Microsoft I'd be talking to a lot of people in suits and, you know, enterprise people. I mean, we do talk to a lot of enterprise customers, but a lot of the customers I've talked to are, you know, they're startups. They're like 10-person, 20-person startups, and that's cool. It's hip.
Hip indeed. So we got some questions about distros. So starting with one of them, what distro is most used on Azure? If you guys know.
It depends. It depends on, you know, I mean, we have different customer segments, you know, the enterprises versus startups. All our distros are popular with a specific vertical, so it's hard to kind of say across, you know, like this distro is more used, you know, there's variations within the distro as well. What I would say as an answer is, like, you know, we support all distros, you know, till last fall, you know, we didn't support Red Hat. Now we have Red Hat officially being supported in Azure. So we'd like to welcome all. You know, we'd like to make sure that every one of those distros shine in Azure, whether it's Red Hat or Canonical or SUSE or any other, the new container optimized services as well, right? So in general, we see the whole smattering, right? You know, the way we run our Azure business, it's a global business. So if you go into a particular country, you will see a particular distro being higher. So it's hard to kind of generalize and give an answer.
Okay. And also, we have a question from at JP Menes. Which Linux distro do you guys use at Microsoft?
Do you use internally in Microsoft?
Yes.
Do you want to take that?
Yeah, sure. I think it depends on the situation. You know, there's various folks who use you know, various flavors of Ubuntu. There's other folks who use various, you know, Debian based flavors. There's also folks who are using CentOS. And I'm sure that there's a few others that are missing as well. But I think it kind of is very specific to the specific project. So I think it kind of echoes a little bit of what Madan had said, that there's probably one of everything that's being used. But you know, those are at least three ones that let's say pop internally more often.
Yeah, what I would like to think of is, you know, our community internally and our use of Linux kind of mirrors what you see in open source as well, right? Like, you know, whatever percentage that you see, if you look in open source outside of Microsoft, you know, that's a microcosm within us, you know, which is like people have the same choice. You know, some people say, look, I want to run on Ubuntu, or I want to run on Red Hat or SUSE. You know, so we have, you know, we have that choice internally as well, and we encourage that. You know, there's no reason for us to, you know, have a different set of policies.
So just a note to our viewers, we are still taking questions. So if you want to send some more questions in, we highly encourage that. But for our next question, what gets you excited about Linux on Azure?
You guys want to start? I've been talking.
You want to go first?
Sure. I mean, so I'm much more comfortable using Linux. Like I said, college, I was using Linux all throughout. I've used Windows a little bit, but it's not my forte, right? So I keep an Ubuntu box around for a lot of my work, you know, whenever I'm making graphs or like whatever, I just open up, you know, some pyplot stuff on my Ubuntu box and just go do it, right? And that's what I'm comfortable with. And just the fact that it works really well, right? It just works. I haven't had to do anything particular to get it to work. And I mean, that's the experience that you want. You want it to just work.
For me personally, it's the access to the community, right? You know, there's a huge open source and Linux community out there, and it's as diverse as it can get. And you know, being able to, you know, have access, you know, to sort of customers and partners who use, you know, a variety of workloads. Right? You know, it's not just across the stack. You know, whether it's big data, big compute, you know, even the choice of distributions. You know, there's just a whole lot of options there. And being able to work with each one of them, right, and learn from them, and, you know, figure out, you know, what it takes to make Azure great for them, I think that's been a pretty rewarding experience. The other thing that I would add is, we all feel pretty empowered, right? Like, you know, it's not like there's a small set of people within Microsoft that's focused on Linux and just alone. We have, you know, tremendous support all the way up to our CEO. You know, our CEO has publicly talked about how this is important for us, care about this. you know, there's a lot that we can learn and, you know, contribute back. So that makes me feel good that, you know, we are doing something right. So.
And last call for questions. But as we wrap up, I wanted to ask, what are some new updates and features for people interested in using Linux on Azure if they haven't already or if they currently are using?
Yeah. Russ, do you want to do since you're looking on something new?
Oh, I can talk about my new thing, yeah. It's only a thing that's important to me. I mean, this is a really good example of things that I'm excited about as well. So going back to the other question as well. So I work on the Azure Container Service, which is our Docker implementation, our Docker support. We use Docker Swarm. We have an Apache Mesos version of it on there. And the really exciting thing for me about that service is that it's entirely open source based. And so bringing the expertise that we find around Microsoft in these areas to bear on those projects and working with the partnerships that we're creating in those areas to fill any gaps that exist in that knowledge, it's all very exciting. It's an exciting area. You look at the growth of the container space and the interest in the container space. It itself is exciting. So you put those two things together, I'm in Nirvana.
Yeah. Yeah, the other couple of things that I would add as in terms of what you're working on, that's an update that's coming. I mean, all of this is public information you should be able to look up. Our recent, you know, announcement with Red Hat partnership, you know, there's some exciting things that we are looking to do with Red Hat. Obviously, you know, being able to have, you know, a set of marketplace content from Red Hat in Azure Marketplace, you know, this will allow us to, you know, entertain a lot more of the Linux community and the Linux workloads in Azure. So that's one. We also have, just like the container service, we have a brand new service called Vic Machine Scale Sets, and it's basically a scale-out compute service. Again, you know, that is great for, you know, large, you know, Linux workloads, specifically big data workloads, right? If you're running Cassandra or MongoDB, you know, these are the type of workloads that require, you know, a whole slew or a fleet of virtual machines, sometimes in hundreds, right? So we are pretty excited about that service as well. That's in public preview, so in the next few months, you'll see that, go into general availability.
So there was another question. Does Linux do Linux VMs perform better than Windows VMs on Azure?
Good one for Alan.
Guess who's responsible.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think from a performance point of view, you know, obviously the operating systems are different. And so there are going to be certain use cases where specifically certain workloads that are going to perform better on those operating systems that they've been tuned for. So it's not so much about whether Windows performs better on Azure or Linux performs better on Azure, but it's really more about, well, what are you trying to run? And if that thing that you're trying to run, does that run better on Linux or does that run better on Windows? You know, for example, if you are working with something like SQL Server, well, of course, you know, your choice there is Windows. On the other hand, if you're working with something like, let's say it's something like Cassandra, for instance, you know, most of the people are going to have, you know, more experience with running that on Linux. And so it's going to be, you know, kind of out of the box, be better tuned for something like Linux. So that's kind of what I would say is, it's not so much about the underlying infrastructure, but really more about what workload you're trying to run.
Great. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but thank you so much to everyone here for answering questions.
Thank you.
And thank you to you guys for watching this session. Some of us, Microsoft, will be at the Southern California Linux Expo this weekend, so you can pick up one of these shirts or one of these penguins there. Next week, we're going to have two of our PHP experts on deck. So thank you again, and thank you for tuning in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.